Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
All right, once again, it is time for Walken's Week. We have Christopher Walken here with us.
How you doing, Nigel?
Good, how are you?
I'm feeling good.
Awesome.
You know? The summer heat.
Yeah.
Got to me a little bit, but now that it's starting to cool down, because this is fall, apparently. When does this shit come out?
I don't know.
All right, well, it's cold or hot. Whatever the opposite of that is, I'm glad that it's getting there.
Why don't we just jump right in there, and you can go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week.
All right. Well, this week, I discovered that vampires roam in packs.
Vampire? Oh, you mean vampires?
No, vampire.
Didn't you used
you
to
remember
have one?
I had a vampire living down below me.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I moved out. He disappeared when I moved. Get this, though. So, you know, I got my new place set up here. I'm playing Nerf hoops, like I always do. Because I'm a fucking champion at the Nerf hoops. I shoot it from outside of the fucking bedroom door now. That's how fucking good I am. You know how much of a line drive shot you gotta have to hit it from outside the bedroom?
No,
this room isn't very big. I mean, it's like 15 feet across, 17 centimeters wide or whatever. I don't know the metric system. So anyways, I can shoot it from outside of there. I jump. This is how good I am, like Vince Carter. I could do fucking a twirl, slam it down. You know, it would be nice if I didn't have the closet door there. But anyways, I slam into the closet door. It's a little loud. I bounce the ball. You know, I didn't think... I thought, oh, my vampire troubles are over.
Right.
I've moved away from the vampire.
Right.
I'm in a whole new space. Got a whole new outlook on life. Goiter free. Cure to cancer, heart disease, AIDS, all them things. I'm playing Nerf hoops 3 in the morning. What do you suppose happens?
You got a knock on your door?
Fucking vampire shows up at my goddamn door again. It's a different one.
Right. Okay? Was this one part of the one in the pack that you were saying earlier?
I'll get to that. Okay, so I'm dunking like crazy, Vince Carter style. Dunking in here, slamming into the door. Motherfucker knocks on the door and he's like, what's going on in there? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm playing fucking hoops, motherfucker. What are you doing? What do you do with your life? What's your 3 o'clock like? Fucking not fun. That's what it is. He's not having fun.
I can understand why he'd be a little bit upset. I mean, this was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Well, I thought the vampires would, you know.
I'll be out and about.
Yeah. So he's a reverse vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So knocks on my door. I say, hey, get the fuck out of here. Stay away from me. And I put on my garlic necklace and I fucking pulled out the stake. I said, hey, gone. Out with you, demon, soulless, ugly person. So he goes away. Cops come to my door a few hours later. And they're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, there's a fucking vampire on the loose. They were fine. I gave them a couple cups of coffee. They were cool. A couple days later, I'm playing Nerf hoops again. This time on my other court. I have another court.
Where's that at?
I set it up out in the living room.
Oh.
Okay. So, out there, you know, I'm rich. I'm famous. People know me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't mind bashing some drywall down here and there. I could get a contractor out here any day of the week who'd be glad to come in here, fix my wall, and say, hey, you're Christopher Walken, ain't you? And I'd be like, yeah, I am.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
So, I'm slamming into the drywall, you know, doing dunks, twirls, doing it, you know. Remember Tracy McGrady?
No.
How the fuck do you not, you lazy eye? He's got lazy eyes.
Is he a basketball player?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck else did you think I was talking about him? Like I'm playing football in my front room?
Well,
which actually gives me an idea. That might be kind of fun. Anyway, so I'm playing Nerf hoops. Fucking another one knocks on my door. And they're like, hey, what's with all the slamming into the walls and shit? And I'm like, be gone with you. Out with you. I fought him, you know, Van Helsing style.
You
this was in the
you,
middle of the fucking day.
Him?
Now, well, I threw some water on him. I I'm pretty sure that all the water that comes into my house is blessed. Because I live down the street from a preacher. And I think the water has to go to his house first before it gets to mine.
All right, that makes sense.
That's how it works, right?
I'm not the expert on things like that. I don't know.
So, anyways, two of them in 3 days knocking on my fucking door.
Maybe you should just keep it down in your apartment.
I'm fucking, you know who the fuck I am?
Yeah, but they don't. Maybe just
they
keep
did.
You don't
they
want to
did.
Attract their attention.
Motherfucker knocked on my door. He comes in. He goes, hey, what the fuck's going on? I'm throwing water on him and shit, Van Helsing style. All of a sudden, he's like, hey, aren't you Christopher Walken? I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, could I get a picture? Take a picture with him? Motherfucker doesn't show up in the picture.
Wait.
He's a fucking vamper. That's what's going on in my neighborhood. Packs of fucking vampers everywhere.
Maybe you should just become a full-time vamper hunter.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be my next move.
Make it a TV series.
TV series. Vamper Walken. Hunter. Christopher Walken, vamper hunter.
Team up with Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Who's who?
Dog the Bounty Hunter. He.
There's a dog who's a bounty hunter?
No, he's this really obnoxious guy who lives in Hawaii and he hunts people.
He's a dog?
No, this is his nickname.
Why didn't he go by, like, Wolf or something cool?
This is better than his first name.
Jaguar.
Dwayne.
Twain?
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
That's his first name.
Like The Rock?
Yeah. They both go by different names.
Yeah.
Kind of a coincidence. Probably not. That name's awful.
Yeah.
Wait, we agree
this
on that?
Week, I discovered that Dwayne is the stupidest name in the history of the world.
And that was Walken's Week, everybody.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.